أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. We are reading here after the Bani Israel had claimed that they are the children of Allah Ta'ala and therefore they are their favorites. That was proven and the answer was given there. Now here Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the instance of Adam alayhi salam and his children, and by that Allah is proving that same point. And for all of all this, it is for us to take a lesson that our value by Allah Ta'ala is not by our lineage, titles or anything, but by our own actions, what our actions are. So Allah Ta'ala says, and we had done previously the occasion when this ayat were revealed and also the summary of what will be said now. So Allah says with regard to that, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ اور سنا ان کو حال واقع آدم کے دو بیٹوں کا. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform them, read to them. اُتْلُوا, read to them, that is what Allah has revealed to them, to you. Read it now to them about the news about children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is bil haq, the absolute truth, actually what had transpired, what happened, and this was thousands of years ago, but now Allah is revealing it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was this instance? Is qarraba qurbanan, jab niyaz ki dono ne kuch niyaz ki, when both of them presented their sacrifices to Allah Ta'ala. And as we had explained previously, that the details of it had come, that the children that were born to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife Hawa, their pregnancy, then boy, girl was born every time. And the boy and girl of one time of birth were not allowed to marry each other. They had to marry the ones of the next time. And so that Allah Ta'ala is referring to where Habil had, where Qabil had refused to marry his own sister, that is the sister of Habil, and he wanted to marry his own sister who was more prettier. So فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ, اور مقبول ہوئی ایک کی اور نہ مقبول ہوئی دوسری کی. And then when that argument came about them, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to sort out the matter, told each one of them to make a sacrifice and present it to Allah Ta'ala, whose sacrifice will be accepted, then according to that things will be done. So accordingly they did. Habil, who was a sheep farmer, he presented a very good sheep and he slaughtered it and presented it as qurbani. On the other hand, Qabil, who was doing harvesting, farming, he presented some very inferior quality of some wheat or grain or whatever, and just a little bit and very inferior quality. So the one, Habil, was accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and at that time, as we had explained, a fire used to come down from the sky, and whose is accepted, it should burn it out. And whose is not accepted, should be left just like that. So Habil was accepted, it was burnt out, and Qabil was not. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, kaha, main tujhko maar dalunga. Then on this, Qabil said, I'm going to kill you. His anger, his jealousy had grown so much that he had determined now that he is going to kill him. And where he was determined for that. His brother, on the other hand, Habil said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, وہ بولا, اللہ قبول کرتا ہے پرہیزگاروں سے. Habib say, what have I got to do with this? It's not in my hand. It is Allah accepts from those who have got taqwa and those who have got adab in them. And those who had presented the qurbani, that is the best what they had, whatever. And it is up to Allah Ta'ala, and I got nothing to do it. Why do you want to kill me? In front we read the details about the murder and about when a person is murdered by a Muslim, a person is murdered by a non-Muslim, etc. All those details come in front. However, up to here, the instance is mentioned that Qabil wanted to kill Habil, and Habil did not defend himself really. He said that it is up to Allah Ta'ala, who Allah, whose qurbani and sacrifice Allah accepts. Why are you trying to kill me? May Allah Ta'ala also let us observe the laws of Allah, have love for Allah, sacrifice for Allah accordingly, and from such people Allah Ta'ala accepts. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.